The opinions and statements expressed in the following program do not necessarily reflect those of WWDB, its staff, or management.
You're listening to Real Estate Today with Paul Rosso, the voice of real estate in the Delaware Valley, on WWDB AM Talk 860 and WWDBAM.com.
Greetings, everyone. Happy Sunday morning to all of you. Welcome to another Super Sunday Real Estate Talk on Real Estate Today, where our goal is to simplify the real estate process for sellers, buyers, and investors. I'm your host, Paul Rosso, the leading edge home seller in the Philadelphia region with RE/MAX Properties, and your trusted real estate expert advisor and advocate in the entire real estate process. It's great to be back with all of you today, the best audience in the world. Thanks so much for tuning in today on WWDB Talk 860 AM. This week on the show, we have another great show lined up. Let's talk about what we're going to have on today. In the second half of the show, we're going to be talking with Dave Bachman. He's with the Jeff Quinton team in Ocean City, New Jersey. Dave is going to give us an update on the beach towns in South Jersey, how they're doing so far this year, and share some tips on investing in the Jersey Shore area if you're interested in investing in real estate in like the Atlantic City to Cape May area. So, if you know someone who may be interested in investing in the South Jersey beach areas, you may want to give them a call or text, let them know to tune into the show today. And then prior to that, we're going to have Jesse Schwager on, and he's our mortgage expert with Atlantic Home Loans. He's going to be joining us to give us an update on some of the mortgage programs and also some tips for you when you go out to apply for the mortgage. And then I'll be talking about five steps you can take to prepare your finances for a mortgage. You know, I see a couple trends so far this year emerging. And the first trend I'm starting to see is that inventories are starting to favor the seller in some areas. You know, I'm talking about for a while now, and, you know, with the limited number of homes in many areas in the Philadelphia region, some home sellers are starting to get the upper hand in a few spots as home buyers are forced to compete for limited inventories. And I'm seeing this mainly in the starter homes. You know, with the interest rates low out there, first-time buyers are having some trouble sometimes getting a home in the lower price ranges. And this is starting to cause the market to shift more to a seller's market in many of these areas. Okay. Second trend I'm starting to see is that, you know, more home buyers are starting to consider new construction. As inventories drop in resales, you're going to see more and more home buyers considering new construction out there. And then the third trend I'm starting to see emerge this spring is I'm starting to see more and more people realize that buying is cheaper than renting. You know, traditional people think that, renting is cheaper and a lot less expensive than getting a mortgage on a home. But, you know, when you sit down and you analyze it, you're going to find out that buying trumps renting in most situations in the Philadelphia region. So, you know, buyers with a little courage and an ability to save a little bit of money will benefit in the long term through home ownership. So just some of the trends I'm starting to see as we go forward here in the spring market in 2016, okay? So I appreciate also the feedback I received on last week's show with Doc Compton. Doc is a nationally recognized authority on credit repair and credit restoration. He provided some great tips on getting our credit in order as we start getting through the home buying season this spring. So if you missed the show, you can listen to the podcast on the show on realestatetodayshow.com. That's realestatetodayshow.com. You can also download the show podcast on iTunes and also on Google Play Music. Hey, during the show, if you have any questions for any of my guests or you have any questions for me, feel free to give us a call or text us at 215-778-9687. That's 215-778-9687. And we can get your questions answered and, you know, help you further understand any of the topics that we're talking about today. So, again, you can reach out to the show at 215-778-9687. You can also always email me at paul@paulrosso.com. So let's get things started here today. Once again, you're listening to Real Estate Today with Paul Rosso on WWDB Talk 860 AM. So let's get the show started. I'm going to bring on our mortgage expert, Jesse Schwager. Jesse's with Atlantic Home Loans, great mortgage lender. Jesse, what's going on today?
Hey, Paul, how are you?
I'm doing great. Thanks, you. So I understand good, that you good. Got a little mortgage update for us today?
I do. I have a mortgage update that I'll talk about, and
okay.
I think I'll throw in a recent story that I had with one of my past clients,
okay.
too, that probably everybody's familiar with.
All right, excellent, man.
Okay, so the first thing I'll touch base on is there on conventional loans, there's now a program out where we can go all the way up to a 97% loan to value ratio. That means that the borrower only needs to bring 3% of their own funds.
Okay. That sounds a little better than FHA even.
Yeah, it's a little bit better than FHA. Now, the rates aren't better than FHA, and the mortgage insurance premium is a 35% MI mortgage insurance coverage for all mortgage insurance. But it is a nice program. But you should have a good credit score to do it as well.
Okay, so getting through all that mumbo jumbo, it's a great program. For
first-time home buyers,
right? First-time home buyers, but there are some restrictions on the program, and you need to find out whether or not you need to qualify or not. Is that correct?
Exactly.
Okay.
It is only for first-time home buyers.
Okay.
Only one borrower. If there's a couple, only one borrower has to be a first-time home buyer as well.
All right.
It has to be a single family residence.
Okay.
Owner occupied, no manufactured homes.
Okay.
And no high balance loans at all either. Conforming loan limits up to $417,000.
All right.
Okay.
So what would be the benefit for someone to take this program? Is there any benefit to someone taking this program over FHA at all?
Over FHA I just had to go through this scenario. The listing agent the seller of the house didn't want to accept an FHA loan.
Okay.
But this was an option.
Okay.
So we went 3% conventional.
Okay.
And everything worked out. So that was where, you know, I just flipped one over to this program recently.
Okay. And then also, you have the mortgage insurance, but eventually on a conventional loan, you can get rid of the mortgage insurance once you have 20% equity into the house. But on FHA, you can't do that. Is that correct?
That is correct. You can't get rid of automatically on FHA loans. It will not disappear. But when you do get 20% equity into your house, you could always refinance the FHA loan into a conventional loan and
okay.
get rid of the mortgage insurance.
Right. Or this program at 3% and you'll eventually get rid of the mortgage insurance without having to refinance, right?
Without having to refinance, of course, yes.
Okay. All right, terrific.
So just a different program out there now that they just came out with this, you know, a couple months ago. So it's nice.
Okay. Yeah, definitely.
Okay. And as far as I want to just relate a story that, you know, I think everybody is familiar with. I know in the past I've had disputes on my credit report that I didn't know about really. I'll talk about disputes on people's credit reports. Okay.
Okay.
So just recently my client, they had five disputes on their credit report. Okay.
All right.
So by disputes, I mean, for anybody that doesn't know, sometimes, and the borrowers don't really know about that they have disputes on their credit report either sometimes. I know I got a dispute on one of my credit accounts by just calling my Capital One card and asking them a question. All of a sudden, they put it in a dispute, and I wasn't aware of it.
Okay.
Okay, but... So my borrower had five disputes. I had to, and when they get these disputes, we will not lend on someone that has disputes on their credit report. They have to be removed.
Okay. So let me ask you a question, Jesse. You know, there are a lot of gurus out there who say you should dispute your a lot of your credit issues, and this way it'll help you get a mortgage because, you know, they take off everything. Once you dispute it, and so what do you have? You know, what's your thoughts on that?
All right. So I'll tell you exactly. The disputes, what they do is they put those accounts on hold or they freeze them.
Okay.
So, of course, your credit score is going to go up because all those accounts are frozen.
Right.
But when us as a lender have to take them out of dispute, now for those 4 or 5 months that they were disputed and frozen,
right,
now all that activity triggers all at once, and your credit score is going to drop. My client's credit score, he did have a 660.
Okay.
And he took off. When I got 5 disputes removed,
right,
he went down to a 600 credit score.
Okay, so by disputing him, you're still seeing those, as a lender, you're still seeing those on the credit report. Is that correct?
Of course, yes.
Okay. And so those disputes have to be resolved or everything back reinstated, and then you're going to come up with a new credit score, which is going to be lower.
I've never seen an instance where the credit score went up after or stayed the same. They've always, after I remove disputes, the credit score always comes down because they report everything from those past couple months when those accounts were frozen.
Okay.
I just ran into this situation. It dropped 60 points. So then I had to do another rapid rescore and look at his credit to get him back up so he could qualify.
You're the man, Jesse. That's why I recommend people
I
to you. Yeah, definitely. So be careful listening to the gurus who tell you to dispute your credit if you're out to buy a house.
Of course. You always want to be careful. Speak to your local mortgage expert. I'm always available.
Okay. And Jesse, how can they reach out to you?
Paul, the best way to reach out to me, my cell phone's always on, 215-287-2373. I also have a website they can go on, www.jesseschwager.com. That's JesseSchwager.com. My NMLS number is 887037. And don't forget, I am licensed in the state of Pennsylvania, New Jersey, and Virginia, okay?
Okay. Hey, Jesse, it's always good to talk to you and hear what your mortgage updates. And I really like when you come on and tell us about some stories that, things you've been able to resolve, because I think that educates our audience to, some of the issues that could come up like this situation here. You don't want to listen to all the gurus who tell you to dispute your credit in order to raise your credit scores, because if you're going to buy a house, all that's going to collapse in the long run. So, Jesse, again, I appreciate it. And, if you're looking to get a mortgage or refinance, always give Jesse Schwager a call first with Atlantic Home Loans at 215-287-2373. So have a great rest of your Sunday there, Jesse.
Thank you, Paul. I will. You enjoy yours as well.
All right. Thank you very much. So we're going to take a quick break, and when we come back, we're going to be talking with Dave Bachman about the Jersey Shore market this spring.
Hello, homeowners. If you need to sell your home, you just need to make one call to Paul Rosso with RE/MAX Properties and then forget about it. Paul has a proven marketing system for attracting dozens of qualified home buyers every week that is so effective that he can guarantee to sell your home in 59 days at a price you agree to, or Paul will sell it for free. Now, that may sound hard to believe, but trust me, this is real. Paul's proven marketing system will attract qualified buyers for your home, which creates demand and helps his home sell fast and for the most money. Paul will even let you out of the contract at any point during the listing. But that doesn't ever happen, because Paul is going to sell your home. So grab a pen. Call Paul now. The number is 215-778-9687. Or you can go online at soldbypaulrosso.com. That's soldbypaulrosso.com.
You just purchased your dream home, and now it's time for you to choose a title company to insure your title in your new home. At RK Abstract, we not only insure your title, we're committed to providing you with exceptional customer service and educating you throughout the entire process. And when your settlement day comes along, we'll be there for you every step of the way to answer any of your questions and help to ensure a smooth closing. So whether you're buying your dream home or refinancing your current mortgage, you have the right to choose your own title insurance company. Title insurance rates are state regulated in Pennsylvania, so be sure to choose a title company that's committed to you. RK Abstract makes that commitment to you. Give us a call at 267-279-9332. 267-279-9332, so we can serve you. RK Abstract is licensed in the state of Pennsylvania.
Congratulations! You just signed a contract on your dream home. Now it's time to have a comprehensive examination of the home for your protection and to get the answers to all of your questions about the home. Be sure to call the professionals at DelVal Home Inspectors for all of your home inspection needs. They have the experience and knowledge to give you an honest evaluation of the condition of the home so you can make the right decisions about the home. Call DelVal Home Inspectors today at 215-850-3819. That's 215-850-3819.
Welcome back to Real Estate Today. I'm your host, Paul Rosso, the leading edge home seller in the Philadelphia region and your trusted real estate expert, advisor, and advocate with RE/MAX Properties. Hey, I strive to simplify the home buying process to make it easier for you to buy your home. So if you're thinking of buying a home this year, be sure to give me a call first, 215-778-9687, 215-778-9687. You can also visit my website at paulrosso.com, that's paulrosso.com, for all the information on my services. Hey, I'm thrilled to have you with us today on this Sunday morning. I hope you're enjoying the show. Be sure to like our Facebook page at facebook.com/paulrosso Real Estate Advisor. Hey, I'm going to bring on Dave Bachman. He's with the Quinton Group with Keller Williams down in Ocean City, New Jersey. And David's going to give us an update on the real estate market in the South Jersey area and also give us some tips on investing in the South Jersey Beach area if you're interested in doing that. So, David, welcome to Real Estate Today with Paul Rosso. Glad to have you with us here on this Sunday morning.
Thanks, Paul. It's a pleasure to be here. How are you doing?
I'm doing great. Thank you. So, Dave, why don't you take a minute and tell everybody a little bit about yourself so our audience can get to know you a little bit better?
Sure, no problem. Been working with Jeff Quinton down here in Ocean City since about the middle of 2014.
Okay.
I moved from Salt Lake City where I was out running a sales team out there and snowboarding and having the time of my life and realized I wanted to get back to the East Coast to get a little closer to my family and start selling real estate down here at the shore.
Okay, so you went from skiing to surfing.
Working on it. I'm still working on that surfing part.
Okay. All right, great.
Exactly.
So so let's talk about, first of all, summer's coming up, man. You guys all ready for the summer season down there?
Yeah, you know what? Right now, actually, there's a ton of people walking around all the boardwalks, and all the shops are open, and everything's turning right now. So the weather is finally broke. As you know, it's been raining for months, it seems like.
Yeah,
now it's finally clearing up, and people are coming out of the woodworks, as they say.
Okay, great. So why don't you give us a quick update on some of the towns in the beach areas down there?
Sure. Well, as you know, Ocean City is always on fire down here right now. We've had a beautiful spring weather down here, so a lot of buyers have been coming down on the weekends.
Okay.
There's a lot of good buys that have been getting picked up because when the property's priced right in Ocean City, they sell quick.
I'm sure.
Same goes for Seattle City as well as Margate. And what we're noticing is a lot of new construction popping up in these different areas as well.
Okay. Are you seeing,
which is good.
Yeah, definitely. Now, are you seeing sales increasing this year, kind of staying steady? What are you seeing down there right now?
You know, we really haven't seen any much of a rebound since the recession in 2008.
Okay.
A lot of the buyers bought high before the recession, and then now they're still holding on to the property, hoping that the market will come up to where they originally bought it back in 2006, 2007.
Okay.
And unfortunately, those numbers just haven't come.
Okay.
So right now, a lot of the sellers are cutting their losses, selling their properties, which means we have a very strong buyer's market going on right now.
Okay. So give us an example of some numbers, first quarter so far, 2016 compared to last year.
Yeah, you know, the interesting part while I was doing a little research is compared to first quarter 2015 in Ocean City specifically, and this year, the exact same numbers of property have sold, if you can believe it, within this five-month time period. So it's right around 300 properties, and that's single families, condos, duplexes, the whole bit.
Okay.
We're noticing the same kind of trends in other areas such as Margate, Seattle, and Cape May, where, you know, they're right around the same numbers that they sold last year as opposed to this year, which means that the market really isn't going down and it's not going up. It's holding steady to where it was last year.
Okay. Okay, that's interesting. Now, I'm sure Atlantic City and the Atlantic County must be impacted a little bit with the casinos struggling.
Yeah, have you been seeing that at all in the news over there in Philadelphia area?
Yes, we have. Yeah, definitely.
Yeah, so unfortunately there has been a number of closures in Atlantic City in regards to the casinos. And, you know, every time a casino goes out of business, thousands and thousands of people lose their job. And though all those individuals live in the surrounding areas of Atlantic County, and what we're noticing is when those individuals lose their jobs, they either can't pay their mortgage anymore or they have to move. So we're seeing a lot of foreclosures and short sales on the market in those specific areas right now.
Yeah, I'm sure of that, because it's not just the casino employees, it's the services companies that service these casinos also, right?
Exactly. You hit the nail on the head right there.
Yeah.
So it affects much more than just the casinos whenever one of these close.
Okay. So is there any opportunities there for investors in these regions?
Yeah, so terrific opportunities in some of these specific pockets and towns where you could be able to pick up a foreclosure, because as you know, Paul, when somebody loses their job, while they might not be able to pay their mortgage, they still have to live somewhere while they pick up part-time jobs, and obviously the rentals increase as that happens. We're working with a lot of investors right now where they're coming in, picking up these foreclosures, pennies on the dollar, and then renting them out, and there's a strong rental market in a lot of these Atlantic County towns such as Egg Harbor Township, Linwood, Summers Point. Obviously, Atlantic City, a huge rental market, even all the way up to Brigantine and all the way out to Galloway or Northfield.
Mm-hmm. Now, are any of these towns that you talked about, do any of them have, like, beachfront properties at all that may be impacted with the casinos closing up?
Yeah, it's a great question. You know, where we specifically notice it right now is Ventnor. Ventnor is directly south of Atlantic City.
Okay.
A lot of the employees live there, and that is considered a beach town. It's an island. It's attached. Margate's just to the south of that, and Longboard's to the south of that. So Ventnor and Brigantine to the north of Atlantic City are really taking the biggest hits that are shore towns,
okay,
what you might consider.
Right. Okay, so maybe some opportunities for investors in those towns also then.
Exactly. You can buy beautiful properties in Ventnor and Brigantine right now for pennies on the dollar and have your own shore property to either rent or use for personal use.
Right. Definitely. That sounds great. So, Dave, we're going to take a quick break. When I come back, I want to talk to you about, you know, maybe some tips about purchasing an investment property at the Jersey Shore area. Is that good?
Sounds good. I look forward to it.
Okay, great. So we'll be right back with Dave Bachman with the Quinton Group in Ocean City, New Jersey, with Keller Williams, and we'll talk about some tips about investing in the South Jersey Beach areas with Real Estate Today with Paul Rosso. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Are you looking to sell your home for quick cash? Do you have a home that is dated or in need of repair and just want to sell the house as is for cash? Well, be careful of those fast cash for houses sharks. Before you do anything, give Paul Rosso with RE/MAX Properties a call. Paul can help you evaluate your home and your situation and then help you decide if you should go for a quick cash sale or if you would be better off putting your home on the market and selling it as is. Give Paul a call now at 215-968-7402 for a no-cost, no-obligation, fair and honest evaluation. Or reach out to him online at cashorsell.com.
Congratulations! You just signed a contract on your dream home. Now it's time to have a comprehensive examination of the home for your protection and to get the answers to all of your questions about the home. Be sure to call the professionals at DelVal Home Inspectors for all of your home inspection needs. They have the experience and knowledge to give you an honest evaluation of the condition of the home so you can make the right decisions about the home. Call Del Valle Home Inspectors today at 215-850-3819. That's 215-850-3819.
Gen X, Gen Y, Millennial, Generation Me, Generation Internet. You know who you are. You've been crushed by this economy. College debt, credit issues, lack of savings, but things are turning around for you. So if you're trying to move out of your parents' home, a friend's house, or an apartment, now's the time to do it. Interest rates are low. Prices are good. You know you need to get out and you need to get your own place. A piece of the American dream. Look, the only way you're going to be able to do that is to find out what's it going to take for you to buy a home. You know the smart thing to do is to call or text Paul Rossa with RE/MAX Properties right now at 215-778-9687 to get yourself on a path to home ownership. Paul is fighting for your generation. He's not counting you out. He believes in you. He's here to give you the advice and tools you need to buy a home right now. Call or text Paul now at 215-778-9687. That's 215-778-9687.
Welcome back to Real Estate Today with Paul Rosso. So happy to have you join us today on WWDB Talk 860 AM. The show is also streamed live on our website at realestatetodayshow.com. Our call number, if you have any questions or comments for our guests, is 215-778-9687. You can also text us there. Again, it's 215-778-9687. You can also follow us on Twitter at Paul Rosso. So we'll continue our discussion with Dave Bachman. He's with the Jeff Quinton team in Ocean City, New Jersey. And Dave, we talked a little bit about the market in South Jersey and how it's kind of like pretty even there between buyer's market and seller's market right there. And so I want to talk to you a little bit about some tips about purchasing an investment property or, you know, a second home in South Jersey beach areas. And, you know, what should a buyer be doing who is interested in doing that?
Sure, I can appreciate that. And really what it comes down to, Paul, is the financing side of it, as I'm sure you would agree.
Okay, sure. Yeah, I would think so, yeah.
Yeah, the first step, obviously, when looking into possibly purchasing a second home or an investment property down at the shore is obviously speaking to a local lender down here at the shore and seeing what you can do to get pre-qualified.
So you're recommending someone, you know, that someone who's interested, talk to a lender down there who knows the market down there. Is that correct? Versus, you know, their local lender up in, you know, say, the Philadelphia area.
Well, here's why we suggest that. Is
okay.
If you, even when you have to get things such as flood insurance, mortgage, and really even a realtor, you're not going to use a Pennsylvania realtor to help you purchase a property at the shore. I mean, you can
right.
If they're obviously licensed in New Jersey,
sure.
But are they going to know the market as well as somebody down here would know?
Right. No, definitely.
No way.
Right.
So working with a qualified local mortgage lender down here at the shore, they're going to know how to close the shore properties a lot more easier than a lender in Pennsylvania or another state would.
Okay.
Because there's a lot more details that go into the properties down here in regards to such as a condo in Ocean City, where you might think of a condo building in Philadelphia, there's hundreds of them.
Right.
Well, a condo down here is sometimes a first or second floor condo.
Right.
So a lender sees that and they're trying to write a loan on it, they may not always be able to pass that through all the way through closing.
Right. And there's really no association management team down there on those two-unit condos.
Exactly.
Right.
And that's what confuses non-local lenders.
Okay.
Obviously, the second step, once you do get pre-qualified and you know what your financial capabilities are, is you want to contact a local and experienced real estate agent in the town that you want to purchase in. The reason being is obviously those individuals are, you know, they're down here with their feet in the trenches every single day and
sure.
They got a good grasp on what's going on with the market.
Right. Yeah, you want somebody because even though you're buying in, say, Ocean City, there's different parts of Ocean City are going to command different price ranges. Is that right?
Exactly. Every 10 blocks down here in Ocean City is like a completely different market. So you really got to work with somebody that's going to be able to guide you in the right direction.
Okay.
Now, what separates the Quinton Group from every other realtors down here at the shore is my entire team specializes in selling properties from Brigantine all the way down to Cape May.
Okay.
Whereas most realtors don't go past their boundaries on the island that they're at, we specialize in offshore properties down here.
All right, so you can guide people through maybe what they're looking for is not in Ocean City, maybe it's somewhere else, is what you're saying.
Exactly. Okay. Last week I sold two properties in Margate. The week prior I sold another one in Seattle. The week before that, another one in Cape May.
Okay.
So we're in all the different pockets down here 7 days a week.
Right. And sometimes you get a better deal off the islands also, right?
Exactly. And that's what we were touching on a little bit earlier in Atlantic County, where
right.
we go all the way out to Egg Harbor Township, Galloway. You can buy tremendous rental opportunities out there. The taxes might be a little bit higher, but the renters pay a little bit more for properties out there as well.
Okay. That's great.
So once you really do narrow it down with your agent, Paul, you're going to want to have an inspection done on the property, obviously, after you negotiate a really good deal.
Okay. Sure.
I mean, that kind of goes without saying, right?
Yeah. Definitely.
One thing that might be a little bit different than most people in Pennsylvania are used to is you don't legally have to have a seller's disclosure when purchasing a property down here.
Oh, that's interesting. Okay.
So what we do ask is that most of our sellers do fill out a disclosure in case they are asked, because if you are asked, you then have to supply one, but not everyone supplies one right off the bat. So if you're going to purchase a property, make sure you ask for one.
Okay. That's a great tip.
Yeah, exactly. And obviously, we want to make sure to take your advice to the real estate agent. When you do see a property, you know, it might seem too good to be true and it's a great deal and you hold off on it. Well, before you know it, somebody else picks it out from under you and you just missed out on a tremendous opportunity on that dream property because you weren't ready and willing to pull the trigger.
Yeah, you know, it's funny how, you know, even though the market may not be hot in an area, if it's priced well, it's going to be a hot property just because it's priced well.
Exactly. So if you see a solid deal come up online or the agent sends it to you, you got to remember hundreds or even thousands of other people are seeing it as well. So you really got to act quick, or you're going to miss out.
Yeah. So are there hot sections still that even though the market's kind of like average as far as not really exploding right now, are there pockets that are like going to move quickly?
Yeah, so I was actually just talking about this with one of our buyer agents, Frank, over here on our team. There are specific pockets. I mean, take Ocean City, for example. Down on the north end, there's a section called the Gardens, and
yeah.
there's a number. Are you familiar, Paul?
Yes, I am, yeah.
Oh, good. So, yeah, they're all single family down there, and they're really close to the beach. So that's a hot market right now. If you see something come up in the Gardens and it's priced correctly, it's in good condition, it's going to sell quick.
Okay.
A couple other hot markets right now are obviously Stone Harbor and Avalon. I listed a property a block off the beach in Avalon 3 weeks ago. We had three offers come in on it on the first week.
Wow.
Interestingly enough, those offers came from developers actually who were looking to tear the property down and build new construction.
Okay, and that seems to be happening a lot in down there, right?
Exactly. In towns, you know, south of Ventnor and that, you know, Atlantic City. If you're staying away from there, so Margate, Longport, Ocean City. And especially Avalon, Stone Harbor, all those areas are really, really hot with new construction.
Okay.
Developers are coming in, buying teardowns, tearing them down, and building huge, beautiful new single-family homes or duplexes, and they sell quick.
Okay. And when you talk about duplex, you're talking basically condo downstairs, condo upstairs, right?
Yeah, sorry, I should have cleared that up. When I speak in condos, that's a first or a second floor or a side-by-side, not together.
Okay. All right, excellent. Sounds good. And then, you know, so getting back to your tips there, you know, what about, is there good websites to use for people to find properties down there?
You know, that's a great question. And interestingly enough, you don't always find that our MLSs down here at the Jersey Shore are directly correlated with the websites such as Zillow or Trulia or Realtor.com. They're not always completely up to date and not attached to the MLSs we use down here as real estate agents.
Okay.
So meaning that the information could be outdated or wrong. A lot of the buyers that we work with, we guide them to use accurate websites. There's one in particular that we point all of our clients to use. It's called JerseyShoreRealEstateSearch.com.
Okay.
A, Again, that's JerseyShoreRealEstateSearch.com. Make sure to check that out for yourself, Paul. It's a terrific website to help you narrow down your property search.
Okay. All right, terrific. So, David, we're going to take another quick break, and when we come back, I'm going to talk to you more about financing options down there and also, you know, the rental market in general down there. So we have a lot more coming up with Dave Bachman with the Jeff Quinton Group in Ocean City, New Jersey, talking about the South Jersey Beach area. And as we're approaching late spring and summer here, I know we're anxious to get down to the shore, even for just a day trip coming up soon. So we'll be right back with more on Real Estate Today with Paul Rosso. Stay tuned.
You just purchased your dream home, and now it's time for you to choose a title company to insure your title in your new home. At RK Abstract, we not only insure your title, we're committed to providing you with exceptional customer service and educating you throughout the entire process. And when your settlement day comes along, we'll be there for you every step of the way to answer any of your questions and help to ensure a smooth closing. So whether you're buying your dream home or refinancing your current mortgage, you have the right to choose your own title insurance company. Title insurance rates are state regulated in Pennsylvania, so be sure to choose a title company that's committed to you. RK Abstract makes that commitment to you. Give us a call at 267-279-9332. 267-279-9332, so we can serve you. RK Abstract is licensed in the state of Pennsylvania.
You finally got the promotion you've been wanting for years. The job is out of state and starts in 3 months. You need an aggressive agent to get your home sold quickly. You ask your friends for advice, and Jennifer recommends you call Paul Rosso with RE/MAX Properties. She had talked to a couple of real estate agents about selling her home. She hired Paul because of his innovative marketing plan and experience. Within a month, her home was sold at a great price. Paul helped her through the entire process and kept her informed along the way. You take Jennifer's advice and call Paul. Paul sells your home quickly and for more than you were expecting. Today, you're in your new home and starting your new job. Life is good. Now you tell everyone to call Paul Rosso with RE/MAX Properties, 215-968-7402. That's 215-968-7402.
This is Tom. Paul Rosso did a very professional job selling my home. His home selling program created 19 showings on my home the very first week on the market. And Paul generated 3 offers on my home. From the very beginning, I trusted Paul. I trusted the advice Paul gave me. And he did everything he said he would do. Paul followed through and kept me informed every step of the way. What sets Paul apart from other agents is his knowledge of the market, his honesty, and his commitment to customer service. I highly recommend that you choose Paul as your agent.
You are listening to Real Estate Today with Paul Rosso, my dad, on WWDB Talk Radio, 860 AM and WWDBAN.com.
Welcome back to Real Estate Today. I'm your host, Paul Rosso, the leading edge home seller in the Philadelphia region and your trusted real estate expert, advisor, and advocate with RE/MAX Properties. Hey, if you need to sell your home this year, I use leading edge sales, marketing, and customer service techniques to help you get the best price and have a proven, repeatable system backed by market research to sell your home for up to 18% more money than traditional real estate agents. So give me a call first, 215-778-9687. 215-778-9687. Hey, if you're on Facebook, be sure to follow us on Facebook at facebook.com/Paul Rosso Real Estate Advisor. And you can always listen to the show on your smartphone or tablet with the TuneIn and iHeartRadio apps. Hey, we're continuing our discussion on the South Jersey Beach areas with Dave Bachman. He's with the Jeff Quinton team in out of Ocean City, New Jersey. And Dave, so, you know, we talked about financing being one of the keys here. You know, how much down payment would somebody need to buy an investment property down there? You know, what's the financing options available?
You know, that's a great question, Paul. So there's two directions that you're looking at when you purchase a property down here.
Okay.
You can either purchase the property as a second home.
Right.
Or you can purchase it as an investment property. And those are the two financing sides of it.
Right. Okay. Great.
So on a second home purchase, you got to have at least a minimum of 10% down.
Okay.
And another, you know, obligatory part of that is that you have to reside in the home for at least 14 days out of the year.
In order to get it as a second home.
Correct. In order for it to qualify as a second home purchase.
Okay.
Now, so that's primarily for the families that want to utilize the property throughout the summer but also want to rent it out to get a little extra income for some of the weeks or months out of the year.
Okay. Yeah, and if you just rent it out like Memorial Day to Labor Day, you can and use the rest of the time, you'll definitely be able to utilize it, qualify as a second home, right?
Exactly, yeah.
Okay.
And the second financing available are what they call investment property purchase, where you're just renting that property out all year. You're just putting, week after week, month after month, or year after year in rentals. You have to put at least 15% down for an investment property financing.
Okay.
Interesting part about that is you can only use about up to 2% seller assist on the closing as well. So they got a lot of restrictions when it comes to that type of financing.
Okay. All right.
So these, this qualifies for single families, condos, multifamilies. The only thing you can't get financed down here are condotels, basically hotels that they switched over to condotels, and they sell off anywhere from $50,000 to $100,000 a piece.
All right. So I've seen those where hotels been transferred into condos. How are they getting financing? The developers financing these?
No, banks don't like financing for whatever reason. So you have to buy them cash, or you got to find a private investor to be able to purchase one of those. That's
okay.
Why, down here, cash rules every single time.
Yeah, I'm sure. So what kind of interest rates, are available for, as either second home purchase or as an investment property? Are they relatively the same as, buying a house, or is it a lot more, a lot higher interest rate?
Well, they've with the interest rates, they've been low recently.
Yeah.
And so right now, when it comes to the second home market as well as the investment property, they're in the low to mid 4 range.
Okay.
Obviously, I'm not a mortgage lender, so I don't see the daily updates. And I primarily work with sellers. However, Frank on my team, like I said, Frank Levin, as well as
yes.
Jeff, they work with buyers all the time. So we do have up-to-dates on where the interest rates are. And as you know, they change daily.
Oh, yeah. But it sounds like it's, you may be talking like 1% or 2% higher than the regular market.
Exactly. And they really have been historically low recently.
Yeah, I mean, it's amazing. it still boggles my mind how much people can afford with the interest rates so low. Cause I've been doing this so long, dealing with high interest rates before, it still boggles my mind a little bit. So, but okay, so that's great. And so, how's the rental market down the shore shaping up for this year?
Well, we're excited. It's proving to be one of the strongest rental market years for a while. Did you see on the news where it said Ocean City actually won the best beach in America for 2016?
Yeah, I saw that. That was great.
Yeah, it's a pretty big deal, and everybody's really excited about it down here. And they're saying rentals are going to increase another 20% on top of what they increased from last time this year alone. So we're going to see a strong rental market down here. If you guys already haven't booked up your weeks or your months down here, make sure you get on it as soon as possible.
Oh, definitely. And what about some of the other towns? How are they shaping up so far for rentals?
All the towns down here primarily have very strong rentals, Margate especially. Margate, you're finding more of a month to month or a seasonal rentals where somebody will pay, say, $20,000 for the entire summer season to rent out a home down here.
Okay.
Sea Isle is primarily a very much a party town. There's a lot of bars and restaurants down here, and that's mostly a weekly or a weekend rental market,
okay,
which is very strong as well. And Atlantic City, like we talked about before, has a strong yearly rental need right now. And if you are an investor looking to pick up something for dirt cheap and rent it out on a yearly basis, that's a great market to be looking in right now.
Okay. And, a question I hear a lot is, when's the best time to buy a beach property for an investment? Is it better to buy, in the spring and summer? Is it better to buy fall, winter? What's your thoughts on that, Dave?
Just to step outside that realm, it's really all about when to buy the property under market value.
Okay.
So if you take the rental income out of it, it's when can I buy this property under market value and before the market starts to increase, so when it does, I have plenty of equity to enjoy.
Sure.
With that being said, there's different ways to look at it. If you buy a property in the spring and the summer, you're going to be able to enjoy the property throughout the summer and also receive the majority of the already booked rental income,
right?
Which obviously helps you with the overhead of holding on to the property.
Yes, definitely.
Now, if you choose to rent it out again this summer and you want to look into buying in the fall or the winter market, the sellers are definitely more motivated to take less money because they've already received all the summer rental income.
Right, so they're not going to get any more, right?
Exactly. They're not going to get any more. However, there also are seasonal rentals down here where people will want to rent a property like these beach properties down here. They might work at a restaurant or something during the fall and the winter, and they need to rent something out for 4 months.
Okay.
So you can always get some extra rental income throughout that time, too.
Yeah, and I'm seeing more and more of the beaches down there are having activities that are prolonging the season down there also.
Yeah, you know what? There's a heavy outdoor enthusiast market out here. There's a lot of races. In fact, I'm helping to host one at Great Bay Country Club in Summers Point. Okay. It's October 30th. It's called the Haunted Hustle. It's a 5K race to raise benefits and awareness for the Dean Randazzo Cancer Foundation. Again, it's called the Haunted Hustle, October 30th. That's Great Bay Country Club.
Okay.
And that's going to be a terrific opportunity and a lot of fun, too.
Is that going to be a little haunted or what?
Yeah, it's the most haunted 5K race in the country. And there's a lot of hype about it. There's going to be a lot of people there. I hope to see you there, Paul.
I'm going to try, man. You know, I got back into racing. I'm starting my 5Ks, so... I'm going to be game for that.
You got plenty of time to train.
Yeah, I hear you. I hear you, man. So, hey, so Dave, as we wrap up here, you know, any final thoughts, comments, anything we didn't cover yet that you want to cover as far as you know, buying a beach resort area in South Jersey?
Yeah, there's never been a better time to buy a property than there is now. I'm sure you've heard all the time, buy low, sell high, right?
Yes, definitely.
Well, now's the time to buy low. Exactly.
Yeah, you make your money
right
buying
now,
low, yeah.
Yep, exactly. And that's how it is right now. If you take advantage of where the market is right now, you buy low, you hold on for the next 5 or 10 years, the market's guaranteed to come up. Now, at the same time, if you bought at the height of the market and you're trying to decide really when you should sell and you're having a hard time holding on to the property, you know, a good rule of thumb is to add up your yearly expenditures, your mortgage, insurances, upkeep, utilities, subtract your net earnings if you are renting it out, and if you're continuing to go in the whole year after year holding on to that property, you want to take a look at really cutting your costs, selling it now, working with an aggressive agent like myself to help you sell it for top dollar,
right,
and then looking into reinvesting in the future or down the road.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, I think a good advice, too, would be, check out quarterly maybe, you know, where the prices are down there, too, to see, you know, where you're at, compare, you know, so you know when's the best time for you to sell too, and like you said, cut your losses if you need to.
Sometimes you got it. It's better than continuing the drain of the money. Put that money elsewhere where it makes more sense.
Yeah, I hear you. I hear you. So, Dave, if someone wanted to reach out to you, talk to you a little bit more about investing in this South Jersey beach areas, how can they go about doing that?
You know, the best way to be able to do that is go ahead and email me, david@thequintongroup.com.
Okay.
You can also visit our website, thequintongroup.com.
Okay.
And then just reach out to us, and we're more than happy to get you set up on a property search and have you work with our team to help you guys out.
Okay, great. And I'll put those links on our show page, too. So if someone wants to reach out to you, they can go about doing that.
I appreciate that, Paul.
Okay, Dave. So looking forward to seeing you during the summer season there, man. I'm excited about, you know, we've been trying to get down there between our work schedule and, you know, the rain a little bit. It's been hard to get down there, but I definitely want to get down there when you get down there, maybe have some coffee or some ice cream together.
I look forward to it. Give me a call anytime. You'll know where I'd be.
Yeah, definitely, definitely. At the Jersey Beach, man. I understand.
Exactly.
All right, Dave. Thanks a lot. Hey, we'll be back to wrap things up. I want to talk to you about the 5 steps to prepare your finances for a mortgage, and then we'll wrap up the show for this week. Stay tuned for more on Real Estate Today with Paul Rosso.
If you're looking to buy a home in the greater Philadelphia area, listen closely. For over 25 years, Paul Rosso with RE/MAX Properties has helped hundreds of people just like you buy everything from their first home, move-up dream home, and downsized home. Buying your next house tailor-fit to suit your needs doesn't have to be stressful. Paul is there to guide you every step of the way. As an experienced buyer's specialist and certified negotiation expert, Paul will help you get a home you love at an exceptional value with the most favorable financing possible. If you're looking for honest and reliable client-first service, call Paul Rosso at 215-968-7402. That's 215-968-7402. You can also visit Paul online at paulrosso.com. That's PAULROSSO.com. A lifetime of memories are created in your home, and there's never been a better time to start a fresh, new chapter. Call Paul Rosso, your trusted real estate advisor.
If you're looking to buy or sell a home in Bucks County, Philadelphia, or Eastern Montgomery County areas, Paul Rosso with RE/MAX Properties can help you reach your real estate goals. Just give him a call at 215-968-7402. If you are outside of Paul's market area, Paul can refer you to one of his top associates in his top agent network who specializes in your area. As a great benefit to you, when Paul refers you to one of his top associates, Paul stays involved in the process to ensure that you are receiving the best possible service and to answer any of your questions. Call Paul Rosso today at 215-968-7402 so he can help you achieve your real estate goals.
Real Estate Today, I'm your host Paul Rosso, the trusted real estate expert advisor and advocate with RE/MAX Properties. Hey, I want to talk to you about ways you can prepare your finances for a mortgage. So there's a couple of tips I have for you as you, get your finances in order to get a mortgage and buy a house as quick as possible. First of all, you want to reduce your debt-to-income ratio. And, you may be saying, hey, Paul, what does debt-to-income ratio mean? And that's a great question. And it's your monthly obligations mapped out against your monthly income. So any car loans, personal loans, student loans, credit card payments, all that monthly debt compared to the monthly income that you have. Now, if you have a if you're W-2, it's your gross monthly income. If which means you're employed by somebody. If you're self-employed or on commission, then it's your net monthly income. Okay, so you want to reduce your debt to income ratio down as much as possible. Second is slow down your borrowing. Applying for a new credit card or any loan initiates a hard pull on your credit report that can lower your credit score, which can impact your eligibility for a mortgage, and which then impacts the final interest rates you're going to receive. So if you're thinking of applying for a mortgage, it's the best practice to hold off on applying for any new lines of credit in the 6 to 12 months before applying for a mortgage. Third tip I have is a little self-reflection helps. Banks have a range of formulas and calculations they look at when examining your mortgage application. The lenders are trying to make an assessment on how well you can be trusted to pay back the loan of potentially hundreds of thousands of dollars. So lenders are going to review your credit history closely. They want to know that you've handled previous debt responsibly, which is an indicator to them of how responsible you're going to be with future debt, especially with a mortgage. So you want to think about how reliable you are as a borrower, okay? Any missed payments, any accounts and collections are going to give the lender pause. So if you're not quite sure whether or not you can qualify, always reach out to myself, or you can also reach out to Jesse Swagger with Atlantic Home Loans. Jesse's our mortgage expert here on the show, and you can reach him at 215-287-2373. That's 215-287-2373. And last tip I want to give you is educate yourself on your credit situation, know your credit scores, get yourself pre-approved, know exactly what you have to do in order to get yourself lined up for a mortgage, okay? And then one final tip is I want to let you know, get a mortgage that makes sense for you. Most time it's going to be a fixed rate loan,
But if you're going to be in the house in short term because you're going to be relocated quickly, then you may want to look at an adjustable rate mortgage. Other than that, you should always be taking out a fixed rate loan there. So just some tips about getting your financing in or your finances in order to get a mortgage sometime this year. So I want to wrap up the show here today. I hope you enjoyed it. I want to thank my guest, Jesse Schwager, with Atlantic Home Loans for providing his mortgage update and his tip about, disputing credit issues. And also Dave Bachman. Dave is with the Jeff Quinton team with Keller Williams out of South Jersey for his mortgage update and tips about buying getting an investment property in South Jersey. Next week, I'm going to have on my show Gary Wagner with the Federal Reserve. He's going to be updating us on the local economy and how the local economy is impacting the real estate market in the area. So be sure to join me next Sunday morning at 11 o'clock right here on WWDB Talk 860 AM. And I want to thank my producer, Tony, for another great job. Be sure to like our Facebook page, Paul Rosso Real Estate Advisor, and follow us on Twitter at Paul Rosso. Hey, if you have any questions, any real estate needs, buying, selling, or investing, give me a call, 215-778-9687, 215-778-9687. Check out our website, realestatetodayshow.com. Have an enjoyable week, and we'll see you back here next Sunday morning at 11 o'clock on WWDB Talk 860. And remember, a house is made with walls and beams. A home is made with love and dreams. Good day, everyone, and have a great week. In the middle of us.